Rabbi Seinu have emphasized how important it is for us to try to internalize all the different reasons that Chazal have told us as the causes for the Chorban Bayis Rishon, the Chorban Bayis Sheni. The Chofetz Chaim writes extensively that if these reasons that Chazal have pointed out were worthy enough to destroy the Beis HaMikdash Kol Shekein, that they could prevent the rebuilding. So if it is our job to try to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, it is so important and imperative for us to try to work on those different causes and triggers for the Chorban in an effort to try to rebuild back the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Much has been said, much has been written to try to be miyashiv, how the Chazal seem to be contradictory as to what was the reason and the cause for Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But that's a very extensive topic that time does not permit for us to try to be miyashiv all the different Chazalim. Maybe instead we'll just focus on one Chazal, a Gemara in Gittin Daf Nun Ches. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav darshens a pasuk and brings down a story about an apprentice with a master. The master comes on to the apprentice and says, I need a loan. The apprentice mysteriously tells his master, send your wife and I'll give her the loan. The wife doesn't show up for 3 days. The master is concerned. He asks the apprentice, where's your wife? He claims his innocence. He says he sent her back right away. She apparently was nenas on the way. The master turns to the apprentice and says, where do I go from here? The apprentice says, I think the next step is divorce. The master is concerned. Ksuba Samaruba, his ksuba commitment to her was very extensive. The apprentice says, don't worry, I'll give you a loan. What ends up happening? The master follows suit. He goes and divorces the wife. The apprentice immediately goes and marries this woman, which of course was the original plan. The master falls on hard times. He can't pay back the loan. The apprentice suggests to the master, come work for us in our new home with his new wife. The Gemara talks about how he was sitting there being oimeru mashke as this new couple was enjoying their life and copious tears were falling from his eyes. And then the Gemara ends on that. The Chorban was sealed over this Maisa. About the Gemara's appellate, how could it be that one Yochid's Maisa can create collective punishment for Gantz Kalal Yisrael and bring about the Chorban? The Marshal says that it must be that Kalal Yisrael also, there was a Tvi on Kalal Yisrael. How is it that they let this story go by without a proper Macho? If they weren't Meicha, there was an implicit stamp of approval that they didn't consider this Maisa so inappropriate. The Shaila is, still, after the Marshal, of course, this was not exactly the most beautiful way to behandle, but is such a story worthy of sealing the Chorban? What was this huge aveira that happened over here that this story itself can trigger such a terrible Chorban? Perhaps, if we want to try to gain understanding, maybe we'll examine other Chazalin. We know that Kipshuta Eshtet and Gemara, the Chorban Bayis Rishon was Gimel Chamurois, Chorban Bayis Sheni was Sinas Chinam. But yet in each of the Chorbanos we find a different Chazal. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Pehei, the Chorban Bayis Rishon was Asheloi Baruchu Bateira Tchila. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed, the way Tosis understands that we're discussing the Chorban Bayis Sheni, Zok the Gemara, the Chorban Bayis Sheni was Al Shehimidu Dineim Al Din Teira V'loi Omvdu Lifnim Mishuras Adin. Both of these Gemaras are a pella. To say the Chorban Bayis Rishon was Faveris Chamurois, we can understand. Sinas Chinam, Mamish, the Spitz of the destruction of Ben Adon L'Chaveroi, but missing Berchas HaTeira, not doing Lifnim Mishuras Adin, brings about a Chorban Abayis. How are we to understand these Gemaras? So perhaps we'll try to understand what was the source of this laxity in Birchas HaTeira. They Stam randomly decided not to make Birchas HaTeira. But maybe another question. Which Birchas HaTeira didn't they say? There are different Birchas HaTeiras that we make in the morning. What does it mean? Ashalei Baruch Hu B'Teira Tchila. the way the Bach is Geiris and Rashi and Bamitzi over there, it's clear that they missed and stopped saying the brocha of Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol HaAmim. What was specifically about that brocha lefoneo before Kriyas HaTorah that they didn't say Asher Bochar Bonu? But Rashi gives us some insight. Them not saying the brocha, kibin le mevorchi, galya datayu, she'ena matona chashuva lohem. Them not saying Asher Bochar Bonu was indicative that it could be that they kept the Torah, or but they didn't have a chashivos, that the Torah is a matona chashuva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by choosing us and giving us the Torah, gave us the best, incredible matona possible. It could be that what Rashi is telling us is that possibly Klal Yisrael kept Torah mitzvahs, but what was missing is their approach to Torah mitzvahs. They kept it, but as I state, but there was missing the approach of appreciation for the beauty of the Torah and the beauty of Shmiras Torah mitzvahs and a Torah-dika life. We know that we talk about ourselves as bonim and avodim, avinu, malkeinu, im kebonim, im kavodim. The Gemara talks about in Baba Basra Daf Yud that bonim is an entirely different madrega. The Gemara says, "Bizman shoisim retzena shal mokoim were called bonim. Bizman sheinoisim retzena shal mokoim were called avodim." The Gemara is a pele. If we're not being oisim retzena shal mokoim, it sounds like we're doing averis. If we're doing averis, we're avodim. L'chayir, if we're doing averis, we're reshoim. Could be what the Gemara is talking about is that there's two different ways to approach Torah, and both of them might be keeping the letter of the law and not doing averis. But there's a relationship of bonim lamokim, where we are focused on ritzoinoi shel mokim. We're oisin ritzoinoi shel mokim. We have an appreciation. We have a relationship with the Eibishter keben la'av. We feel that desire to bring a nachasrach liyotzroi, keben that wants to bring a nachasrach to his father. That's a relationship of oisin ritzoinoi shel mokim, where we're focused on the rotzen Hashem as being the guiding light and the ultimate center of our entire existence is vos vil de Eibishter. And then there's an eved. There's an eved who might be doing 613 mitzvahs, aber it's ein oisin ritzoinoi shel mokim. He might be doing tzivuyoi shel mokim, but his approach to Torah mitzvahs is a pain. I have to do Torah mitzvahs. I'm an eved. There's an odoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechayiv me in 613 mitzvahs. The difference between a ben and an eved is not whether they're doing the mitzvahs. It's how they're doing the mitzvahs. Is a mitzvah an obstacle? Is a mitzvah a nuisance chas v'sholim? Or is a mitzvah the greatest opportunity to connect to the Eibishter, the beauty of a Teiridika life, the beauty of Teiru mitzvahs? That's the relationship of a ben, and not the relationship of an Eved. Klal Yisrael are meant to be bonim atem la'ashem aleikechem, that appreciate the matona chashuva of Teiru mitzvahs, who before they learn a shtikla gemore, we go and we turn to the Eibishter, asher bochar bonu mikol amim enosan lonu es teirosoi. We're meshabech the Eibishter, we're meshabech the Torah. And we say, Eibishter, you gave us the gresta matona, because we appreciate that Torah is not a set of laws. It's not a set of obstacles, chas v'sholem. It's the gresta matona that the Eibishter could have given us. And that's what it means to be a bonim atem la'ashem aleikechem. In Tzvar Makadeshim state, that in order for us to have a schus, to be able to have the Ashras Hashchino, of a Shachanti B'Seichom, of the Eibishter having his bias, and our ability to serve the Eibishter directly in his bias, we need to be bonim atem la'ashem aleikechem. The Gemara in Brochus talks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu lamenting the Churban and the Golus. Ashrei HaMelech, Shemekaltzenoi Se Bebeisoi Kach, Maloi La'av Shehigles Bonov, Ve'oilei Lebonim Shegolo Me'ashulchan Aviyem. Golus is when we lost a relationship to be bonim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was an av, put us into golus, and now we're bonim begolus. We don't have that relationship of bonim atem. Maybe we're still left with Ashrei HaMelech Shemekal Sinoi Soi, an ebet HaMelech, or to be able to have the Ashros Hashchina Beis HaMikdosh, we need the madrega of bonim atem LaHashem Aleikeichem. Ashrei Baruch Hu Batchile, the pshat is that a kubi de did Teiru mitzvahs, but without that relationship, without that approach, without the realization that it's the matona chashuva, it's the best ezach to be able to have Torah mitzvahs, and that in itself is worthy of a Churban. Maybe we can go back to that Gemara in Bava Metzia and understand it in a broader scope. Al shehemidu dineyem al din Torah v'loy obdu lefnim asher asadin. Of course, the Poshet Pshat in the Gemara is b'negeya, taking people to din Torah, not being mevater, not doing the lefnim asher asadin, every little thing, making sure to do exactly what the din Torah is machayiv. But possibly we can understand the Gemara that the sheirish of that was a greater issue. Our approach to Torah mitzvahs is doing the letter of the law. No interest in going above and beyond the letter of the law. V'loy avdu lifnim asher asadin. Their avodas Hashem did not have the element of lifnim asher asadin. I do exactly what I'm told because I'm an eved. But the relationship of a bonim atem, the desire to do above and beyond, relating to the etzim rotzen Hashem, like the Mishnah Sharm writes in Bir Midas Chassidus, that the concept of Chassidus, of going above and beyond, me'alu me'aver, the actual tzivui ha'Torah is a relationship of a ben la'av. A ben la'av is not just doing what his father tells him. He craves the nachas ruach of the Tata in Himmel. A ben wants to do above and beyond. The Mishnah Sadin is obvious, because we're not just doing this because the Eibishter forced me and commanded me, and that there's an oynish. I'm doing this because I relate to the relationship and I relate to the beauty and the matana chashuva. I want to do as much as I can above and beyond the pnim asher asadin. Yizai bazai, both of these gemaras, one on the Churban Bayis Rishon and the Churban Bayis Sheni, is giving us a whole new daher in one of the shayroshim of Churban Bayis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a Beis HaMikdosh and that level of korva, that ashras hashchina, that opportunity for dveikus, that opportunity for us to relate to the Eibishter at that level, when we show our approach to Yiddishkeit, this bonim matan Hashem Elokeichem, when we can get up in the morning and scream, Asher bochar bonu, v'nasan lanu es teirosoi, when we appreciate that it's a matana chashuva, it's not a book of laws that mandates our life, that restricts our life. Fakered, it's bonim matan Hashem Elokeichem. We're chalishing to be able to do a oisa nachas ruach liyoytzroi. We're bottom atem Hashem alaykeichem that want to be oyvin lefnim mishur esadin. We appreciate the matana chashuva, and therefore we are able to get back to being in Beis HaMikdosh and not be nigle like a ben mishulchan aviv because we didn't exhibit that appreciation of bonim atem laHashem alaykeichem. When we go back to the story that the Gemara brings about the apprentice and we try to understand what was so chamor about that maisa? Which aveira chamura happened over here that the person himself did and that everyone else was implicitly considered responsible that they weren't meicha? What was the outcry that we needed to hear over here? Which aveira did he do? I'm going to say over a loshen of a yaivitz on that gemara, an incredible loshen from the yaivitz, mikan nira borer, sheyesh avoim, she'enoi mefurish. Sometimes you'll come to an aveira, a maisa, that doesn't have any beferish halacha in the Torah, answering it. It's extremely chomor. There are certain aveiras that you can't find any pasuk in the Torah that will tell you this is an aveira, but at the same time it's more chomer than some of the most explicit aveiras in the Torah. And a ganz tzibur could be nenash for not being choishish for that aveira. Im hayoysay misnage lesecho v'hu bechlal desoni loch lechavrech leisavid. So the Yaivitz, an incredible mahalach in understanding the story of the apprentice. The Yaivitz understands he didn't do any actual aveira. He wasn't nichshal and eshes ish. But at the same time, what he did was the height of corruption when it comes to how he set up this poor master and took advantage of him mitchila batzoif and brought about a situation where he brought him to such terrible, copious tears. Imagine Zochte Yaivitz. The Vader Rabbonim hears about this story and they convene and they say, what should we do? Let's look at Teire. Let's look at Rambam. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Could we put him in Cheirim? Is there any aveira that he was over? Is there any halacha that he was over? And Zakhti Yaivitz, it could be you can't pin him down on any specific Sifkotne Mishnah Brura. But at the same time, the depth of the Hashchosa in this person's Maisa, the way it's misnaged, like Hillel told the Ger, the Yusayid of Kalate Rakula, Medaloch Soni, it's worthy of bringing a Churban. Because what this person did was, he was trying to avoid being over any Aveira, but at the same time be the Gresta novel B'shus HaTeira. That's worthy of the Churban. The purpose of creation was for us to be Bonim Atem Hashem Alekeichem. They use the Teira as a vehicle of becoming bigger people, and people that are more edel and more in tuned to Yosher V'Hatoiv, to people that are craving the Eibishter's Rotzen and emulating the Eibishter's ways. And we can be a novel B'shus HaTeira that is Mekayim every one of the Ramach Essen and stays away from every one of the Shasal Lavin, but at the same time, Poshit is avoiding the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation was for us to become bigger people, to not just avoid Aveiros and do mitzvahs, Kikach Tzivani Abayre, but Fakert, with a desire to become bigger people, and Fakert to be shaped and formed and molded by the Rotzen Hashem, and Fakert V'alachta B'drochov, to be people that are in tune to other people's needs, to be sensitive to other people's needs, not because there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that specifically tells me what to do in that situation. Because I'm a person who's willing to do lifnim mishur sadin, because I realize that the way that the Eivishter gave us the Torah, it's a matana chashuva. I want to become bigger and better and more sensitive and more caring and more in tune to other people's needs, because that's what the Torah is expecting from us. The Yaivitz is telling us that on Tisha B'Av, if we're looking to rebuild the Beis HaMikdosh, if we're looking to be misaking the Shalai Baruch Hu B'Torah Tchila, the V'loi Avdu Lifnei Mishur HaSadin, we can't just make a Cheshben HaNefesh and in a checklist form see if our mitzvahs are being done and our aveiros are being avoided. It's possible that in our generation we've matzliach through different ways to have a dikto kamitzvahs that possibly previous generations wouldn't even dream of. But at the same time, we need to make another Cheshben HaNefesh. Or is our approach to Yiddishkeit that it's a matona chashuva? Are we looking to do lifnim mishur sadin? Are we bonim atem Hashem aleikechem that are not just trying to dot the I's and cross the T's of Torah mitzvahs? Are 613 mitzvahs obstacles, nuisances, chas v'shalom? Or is it kihem chayenu v'yuch yomenu? Is it an appreciation for the matona chashuva of Yiddishkeit? We try to shtel tzu to the Rotzen Hashem. We're trying to become bigger people, and Nachas Rishonim be nevolim b'shus ha-teira, that are keeping every single halacha, but at the same time, our nevolim are people that have no shaychis to what the Eibishter had in mind and the purpose of creation. May the Eibishter give us a siyata d'shmaya on a day of Tisha B'Av, a day of Cheshben HaNefesh. Let our Cheshben HaNefesh not just be on the nitty-gritty. Let's not look at Torah HaKadosha and the Eibishter's Rotzen as if it's the IRS, where we're trying to be compliant and find every possible loophole to not be against the law. Let's approach Torah as Torah is the Gresta of Matana Chashuva. Asher Boch Abonu Mikolam Menosalonu as Torosoi is an appreciation for how lucky we are to have the Torah mitzvahs. Torah mitzvahs is the best tzach that ever happened to us. And Eibazoi will be able to become the Bonim Atem La Hashem Aleikechem, like the Messias Yisharim says, who appreciates the Rotzen Hashem for Rotzen Hashem alein, who wants to do Oysoi Nachas Ruach LeYitzchak.